Good morning, everyone. Tuesday morning's a good day to face the miracles that are right on the way. We've asked for it. He said, while we were yet speaking, the answer's on the way. So, what have you been speaking about? What have you been asking for? What have you been dreaming of? What have you been desiring? The desires of your heart? What kind of thoughts have you been having? Think on these things. It's a creative lifestyle, brothers and sisters. Oh, by the way, I'm George Watkins. Welcome to our broadcast. If you're new to our channel, thank you for coming by. It's always a great pleasure and an honor to have you spend some time with us. Often people tune in, they don't know who we are, who I am, what we're saying or doing, but somehow the Lord brought them by or brought you by. So if that's the case, stick around for a while. Finish us out today. Give us some time to speak into your life. Let us encourage your journey into the things of God. If you enjoy the broadcast, subscribe and give us thumbs up and send us a note of encouragement or a comment. Amen. Well, we're on the subject of dreams and dreaming this week. We started off yesterday. The Protestant movement, the Protestant Reformation, really swept a lot of wonderful things off the table. They revolted and protested and pulled out of the Catholic Church for a lot of valid reasons, I know, because I am a Protestant. I've studied and read and looked into a little bit of the disagreements and the unjust things that were taking place and some of the unbiblical things and dictatorial and unrighteous. A lot of things went on because when man gets involved and when man sets up a religion, which becomes a business, a corporation, then people get hurt. So the Catholic Church had degenerated down to PowerPoints and power plays and politics and so forth. So when Martin Luther came along and began to see that there was a righteous walk by faith and not just by the rules of the Vatican or the papal edicts, they begin to say, wait a minute, there's got to be a freedom we have that is different than the law or the rule that comes down from headquarters. They couldn't read the Bible. They couldn't. It was only the priest that could read it in Latin, and nobody but the priest knew Latin. So the Word of God was of none effect. Well, along comes a lot of wonderful things, including the printing press, and they begin to... They printed the word and they got martyred for it and, burned at the stake. A lot of cruel and awful things. Well, when the Protestant movement came, they swept aside some wonderful things that we really lost because John Calvin was, of course, the... probably one of the big writers, big thinkers, big theologians out of Geneva. And he set in stone a lot of the theology. And in doing so, he pretty well repeated what the Vatican had been doing. They were killing heretics for thinking for themselves. And he started killing heretics because they were resisting his edicts. Oh, and the circle goes on and on. Well, what he did was sweep aside miracles. He swept aside because the Catholics had a lot of miracles and maybe some phony ones. Okay, I have to give him that. And they swept aside the apostles. no more apostles. They all died when Jesus, you know, at the last apostle that Jesus appointed, or at least was in the New Testament, that was the last apostle. Prophets were pretty well gone, so forth. But one other thing they swept aside, well, angels, we've talked about that in some detail. And then they swept aside dreams, the power and the activity of dreams. So dreams and the dreaming mechanism that we have is a God gift to us. We in the modern church, even Pentecostals who are, of course, more brilliant, charismatics, more brilliant and understanding than anybody. Did you see my tongue in my cheek when I said that? You're supposed to be laughing about right now. I sidetracked myself, then I forget where I am. We have missed the power of dreaming because it's not promoted, taught, understood, exercised. Don't get me wrong, we all dream. We dream all the time. They tell us, dream experts in the natural, you know, scientists and the ones who study it. We dream 4 or 5 times a night. Now you say, I never dream. Oh, yes, you do. You just never recognize it or acknowledge it. You never open yourself up to the fact that you are dreaming. You see, dreams do a lot for us. When we go to sleep, then we're open to the voice of the Lord. Dreams are a vent for us to come into the presence of the Lord. Now, most of the human race never listened to God. He's talking all the time. Most of the human race never acknowledge or never know that God's speaking because they've got earphones on and noise and they don't believe it. Okay. So he puts them to sleep. When you go to sleep, it's like having a trance. It's like having an out-of-body experience. It's like going into heaven. What they call ascension in the old mystics in the Catholic Church. And some of the modern mystics are saying the same thing. When you ascend into the presence of the Lord or enter into his presence, you are in another world, the world of the Spirit. I do it often when I'm preaching, when I go to a place and I go up to the pulpit, and when I step into the pulpit or to the pulpit, I go through a portal or a door and I step into what we call the anointing. Now, I do it by faith. Sometimes I do it by feel. I feel it, even though I'm still having faith. Just because I feel something doesn't mean I'm not having faith, right? Okay. So this dreaming then is like being put into a trance, so God can speak to you. There's a wonderful section of Job. Now, I I would probably guess at the fact that many of you haven't read Job in a long time. It's one of those books that we've set aside and say, well, nobody understands it, so let's not even read it. But there's some powerful, wonderful things in Job. And I want to read just a bit here for you. It says, for God does reveal his will. This is the Amplified. He speaks not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it or listen to him. There we go. One may hear God's voice in a dream. Now, the Bible calls it visions in the night or visions of the night. So we'll use that term off and on. And when you hear it, you know I'm talking about dreaming. That we step into, we go to sleep, and when we do, we submit ourselves to that spiritual environment. Now, know this, and I know you know this, your spirit never sleeps. Your spirit is ageless, your spirit is eternal, your spirit never sleeps, and it's always in contact with the Father because the Father lives in us. So when you lay your body down and you go comatose and your eyes are shut, you're not hearing and thinking, your spirit's in contact with God. So what does it do? Twiddle its thumbs, drum its fingers, wait for the sun to come up? Or does it do something? Does it communicate? Well, we know here God communicates with us. Listen to this. He speaks not only once but twice. One may hear his voice in a night vision when deep sleep falls on men while slumbering upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions that he may withdraw men from their purpose and cut off pride from him. He holds him back from the pit of destruction and his life from perishing by the sword. So when God deals with you and I in dreams, he's altering our direction. We wake up and we say, I'm not going to go there. Let's not sign that contract. I don't feel good about that job. What happened? God spoke to you in your dream nights, in your dreams, and changed your direction and delivered you and I in those situations from the pit, which would be destruction in some form, a failure, a bad contract, a bad marriage, or, you know, a bad relationship, a wrong decision. He gives us instructions in our dreams. You say, well, I didn't remember it. Well, when you woke up, your mind was changed. Why do we say, you'll feel better in the morning? Go to sleep. Sleep on it. You'll feel better in the morning. What does that mean? That means that when I get up in the morning, somebody's been tweaking with my thinking, and it's God. That's what dreaming is all about. So don't be coming up with the old church thing. Well, it must have been pizza. Someone comes and says, Pastor, or, you know, whoever they're talking to, I had a dream. Well, you must have been watching too much TV. I would encourage you, if you haven't done this, when you go to bed at night, just before you go to bed, be sure you don't go to bed with a, you know, horrible movie in your mind, or even sometimes any kind of things that would distract you from stepping into God. Now, when you go to bed at night, then settle yourself down and begin to meditate upon a scripture or some thoughts about God's kingdom and how much you love him, and just meditate upon him. And then before you slip off into that dream life, just commit your spirit to be open and active and ready to be used of God in any way he wants. We've talked about that. We'll talk about it this week again. Because I want you to have an active, ongoing understanding of what God has for you in your dream life. Amen. Now, Psalms 17:3 says, you have proved my heart. Yes, you have visited me in the night. You have tried me and found nothing. No evil purpose in me. So God goes through our heart at night and adjusts us. I did a video a few weeks ago on dreams, how they clean us. They clean our soul. I got some quirky comments back because people don't understand the depth of God's dealings. But nevertheless, when you go to sleep at night and you dream, God comes in and checks you out. When you awake in the morning, you say, I just don't feel right about doing this anymore. I just have a bad feeling about that habit I have. And he begins to clean you up in the ways that perfect and mature and bring you to a wholeness. After all, that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for as a prophet, apostle, and pastor, and all around good guy. I'm here to bring you to maturity. Fivefold Ministry is here to bring the body of Christ to its target, and that is sons and daughters of God. Amen. Well, this has been Tuesday. Tuesday's a good day. The tag on my program today is I have seen the lights of heaven, and I've seen them in my dreams. I see them in my spirit. I've been into the lights, into the heaven, and I've seen the glory of God. So I invite you, let's do some dreaming and ask the Lord to bring it back. Now, remember, I give you this caveat as I close. Remember, be sure and make notes of your dreams as soon as you wake up. Don't wait 5 minutes. If you do, they'll slip away. And if you begin to write them down, that's giving honor. Whatever you honor will come to you. And if you'll honor the fact that God is speaking to you and you sit down and begin to write, or if it's easier for you to speak into your telephone, you know, your recorder, but write it down. And when you do, then God will give you understanding in all things. Huh? Pretty good word, huh? Okay. Well, be sure and subscribe. And thank you for all your encouragement back to us by sharing and telling somebody about it. Pass this good word on to somebody, because we are in a wonderful change in the body of Christ. It's an upward shift into a new level. I believe some of the things that we've done before, we're not going to do again. Well, the good things will stay, the foolish things will fall away, because we're coming into an hour, an era, a season of the body of Christ going to be magnificent and powerful. Amen. Don't forget, if God's nudging you to send us a gift, we receive it with thanksgiving and bless you back in multiplication. Amen. We will see you in the morning, and when we do, we will rejoice together. God bless.